This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Happy Father's Day out there. Woo-hoo. Oh, poor Dad. I bet most dads out there are dreading Father's Day. You see, I get it, guys. I get it. You're going to get like a lawnmower or something for Father's Day. Or all this family's going to come over. And you're going to be like, I just want to be left, you know, alone. I get it. I get it. Look, I had a dad. You think my dad wanted a soap on a rope? Very interesting. So Father's Day, I guess, originated back in 1910. According to some accounts, it was celebrated in Washington State on June 19th, 1910. A woman by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd came up with the idea while she was listening to a Mother's Day sermon in church in 1909. Well, she wanted to honor and celebrate her dad. I don't blame her. I loved my daddy. My daddy's no longer with us. You know, he kept calling me stupid. He's so stupid. Don't talk to me, little girl. Go bye-bye. But I loved him anyway, right? And Miss Dodd felt mothers were getting all the acclaim. And daddies were equally deserving of a day of praise. Even though Mother's Day usually, you know, I guess makes more money by retailers, you know, more flowers and perfumes and chocolates and things like that. That's okay. It's true. I spend more money on Mother's Day, you know, than Father's Day. Now, Sonora's dad was William Smart. He was a veteran of the Civil War. His wife died after giving birth to their sixth child. He went on to raise six children. So she wanted to show her appreciation for her daddy. They were on a small farm in Washington. Now, she initially suggested June 5th, because that was the anniversary of her father's death, to be designated to celebrate Father's Day. Now, I get you. I get that, you know. I would never make you guys have a national holiday based on one of my family members. I wouldn't make you guys do that. I am, yes, National Blood Donation Week, but that's for everybody. That doesn't have to do with a family member. I'll pick the date for. But, you know, come on, make it convenient. And so some said, no, that's not going to work. Now, there was another story about the first Father's Day in America, and it was in West Virginia on July 5th, 1908. Grace Golden Clayton suggested to the minister of the local Methodist church that they hold services to celebrate fathers who were killed in a deadly mine explosion that had killed 361 men. So several other communities started to kind of celebrate dads, and it wasn't until 1924 when President Calvin Coolidge recommended that Father's Day become a national holiday. Nobody, though, took it seriously. So it really wasn't until 1966 when Lyndon B. Johnson made an executive order designating the third Sunday of June to be the official Father's Day. So he signed an executive order, but it was Richard Nixon when Father's Day was officially recognized as a national holiday. So some of your dads are going, thanks a lot. But listen, it's nice. My problem is it's too deep into the summer. It's hot. So now, some of you ladies out there, all right, let me teach you guys the do's and don'ts to Father's Day, all right? You really need to think, what does Dad really want? So I'm writing an article. It's going to be on my website. One, rethink the whole barbecue celebration. Whenever you say, all right, we're going to have a big barbecue for Father's Day, who do you think does most of the work? Daddy. Right? I'm having a birthday party this weekend because my birthday is this weekend. Happy birthday to me. And my husband's doing most of the work. I need you to clean out the garage. I need you to clean this. I need you to bring the chair. Bring in the tables. We need to clean out that. We need to power hose off the walkway. We need to clean up the dog poop. So there's all this work. Then he's got to clean up the grill. He's got to work the grill. He's got to serve the food. He's got to clean up the backyard, bring out the furniture. And Dad, it's hot outside. You think he wants to do that? Then a lot of us bring over the in-laws. Well, it's my daddy's special day, so we have to celebrate Father's Day. Well, it's my day, too. So now, here you are as a father, as a dad, wanting your day off. And you have to do all this because the in-laws are coming. Why does Dad and the in-laws want to be in the same room? Wives obviously conflicted. They want to celebrate with their father, but they want to make a, you know, day special for hubby. So I suggest split it up. Or do Grandpa's Father's Day as a brunch and Dad as a Father's Day dinner. Or just designate separate dates. Then you guys buy Dad the wrong gift. Okay? Getting him a barbecue apron or grill tools, it's a lot of work. No. Buying him a lawnmower? You're buying him something that he has to be reminded of is a chore. Guys don't like that. I always talk about this cologne. Guys don't want to perfume up. I mean, they'll wear it for others, but it's not for them. You know, if I buy my husband a deodorant set and soap set, that's for me. That's not for him. He doesn't need that. Then some of you will do dress shirts and suit shirts. You think men like to have their neck all constricted? You know, they'd rather have something more comfortable. Then you're like, okay, well, good, then I'll buy my man underwear. Well, the problem with underwear is that's really not a gift. They need underwear. You know, no personal hygiene or shaving products. Everybody buys Dad a shaving set. They don't like that. So what does Dad really, really want? He wants a day off. So give him a real day off. Yeah, the kids could give him his gifts at the brunch or at the dinner time or whatever. But let Daddy do whatever the hell he wants. If he wants to go to a strip club, let him do that. If he wants to take a nap, yes, yes. If he wants to take a nap, but who's going to clean the backyard? Don't have a party. Let him take a nap. It's Father's Day. If he wants to run around the house naked, if he wants to go for a hike, let him do that. Or why don't you ask him what he wants? And gift cards always work. But a big hug and kiss, that always helps. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we were talking about mistakes in the medical community and 1 in 5 adults claiming that they've been a victim of medical error, and some of you guys have called into the answer line. So let's hear what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes. I had a abscess on the cheek of my butt, and I called for an appointment on a Thursday. They said they couldn't see me until Tuesday. Well, I went on a Friday because I was in extreme pain. And they said the doctor that was there couldn't see me because he wasn't my carrier insurance-wise. So after the weekend, I went in again to the office, traveling 20 miles, And they said that the doctors were in surgery, so I'd have to just keep my appointment. When I got there, they turned around and said that they scheduled me for surgery within hours afterward. It was an abscess which was turning septic, and he's telling me he's going to save my life now. And he did the procedure, supposedly, you know, saved my life, but he told me that I could die within 24 to 48 hours. And, yeah, like I said, it was successful, but I'm having a hard time dealing with what happened.
Well,
so is that medical? It's the office staff did it, but, yeah, I could have died.
No, I wish I could talk to you live about this. Thank you for calling in. Well, yeah, so it's very interesting. When somebody has a painful boil, whether it's on their butt or any body part, I always think of staph. You know, abscesses, they hurt. But when these come up pretty fast and painful, I just always consider staph could be the culprit. And it's deadly. Staph can be very, very deadly. So the fact that they had to take you into surgery and it couldn't wait makes me think you either had a drug-resistant, like a multiple, like a MRSA sort of staph, a methicillin-resistant or drug-resistant sort of staph, or another sort of bacteria that was really, really bad. And it people don't realize, whether it be staff, patients, sometimes providers, that something like that could turn badly that quickly. And you did the right thing. You went to your medical office. You asked them to be seen. You asked to be taken care of. You did your part. But if the other side doesn't do their part, that can mean life or death for you. And so, man, I'm sorry that happened. You know, what I suggest to everybody is don't let a stranger who may be texting or surfing the internet, right, while you're calling in, asking to be seen, don't let them have that much control over your fate and decide your fate. If you think something's wrong and your instinct is there, then you need to jump on that. And that may mean you have to go to an urgent care or you have to go to an ER. You know, as a medical provider, I'm supposed to teach you guys when not to go to an ER and an urgent care so you don't clog up the more acute care areas. And so I do that very commonly. I'm very adept with that. I'm think I've been doing a good job. But in this particular case, I'd say, oh, to hell with it. I mean, you know, this is your life. And you may think, well, wait a second, this is just a boil on a butt. I just had a little lesion. How do I know? This is where you got to trust your instinct. And many times what these urgent cares or ERs do is they have a triage nurse. And these triage nurses are fantastic. And so if you hesitate to go to an emergency room because you think you're going to clog it up, I mean, no one's going to arrest you. I mean, what's the worst thing that they could do? They could say, nah, this isn't that urgent. That's a risk I'd be willing to take as a patient than being told, why didn't you come in sooner? See, that's my biggest fear, and I've told you guys that. My biggest fear isn't getting cancer or having a heart attack or, God forbid, any of that. My biggest fear is somebody telling me, where the hell were you years ago? You know, or weeks ago. You could have done something if you would have come in earlier. And that's what scares me. So, but we also don't want you guys, you know, coming in for every paper cut or pimple that you get. So you know your body. Somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, now you have all the hypochondriacs out there. We don't really have a lot of hypochondriacs. Everybody uses this term. This term was really, really huge years ago, and now everybody, you know, fears it. They fear, oh, my gosh, all the hypochondriacs are going to come in. There's very few. What, it's less than 1% of the population is a hypochondriac? And then some people say, no, Dr. Dahlia, I've turned into a hypochondriac. When? When have you turned into a hypochondriac? Well, something happens to a friend of mine, and then I get scared. That's not a hypochondriac. That is a normal human psychological response. So I would have a patient, and the patient would have been diagnosed with headaches, migraines. I see him. Headaches aren't going away. I order a scan, and there's a tumor in the brain. I am probably going to panic when I get a headache, the next time I get a headache. That is a normal human response. Hypochondriacs are those that, you know, it'll obsess their life where they always think they have something wrong. That's not what we're talking about. If you feel like your cough is not getting better or that flu is starting to take a turn for the worse, you're probably correct. You're going to know what's going on with your body before anybody else. You may not know how to interpret it, but you're going to get the signs. Now, we had this conversation months ago when we were talking about the flu. When we were talking about the flu, some people would be sent home with the flu, given some flu medications, maybe some antibiotics, and then they would die overnight. Or their child would be found dead the next morning. And we had to spend a lot of time this last flu season breaking down, when do you panic? And I had no problem reviewing that multiple times. You guys might not have liked listening to it, but I wrote articles. I was like, when is the flu turning dangerous? Now, the flu is always dangerous. But if a medical provider tells you to go home and go to bed and take these medications, and then you hear cases where people die, that's going to make you scared. And I don't blame you. And so we would tell you, look, if the fever isn't going away, or if the fever comes back, or if you feel like you're worse, or if you get this feeling of doom, or if you feel like something's not right, you go back. Go to an ER. The worst thing they could do is tell you to leave. You know, you deserve to be there if you think you're going to die. You know, I have a lot of patients who had had panic attacks, and they would tell me that they would be driving, you know, along the road, and they would get a panic attack. So they would pull over, and they would have chest pain, and they would go and reach for a Xanax, and, you know. And I'd be like, okay, well, first of all, we need to make sure you don't get a panic attack while you're driving. Xanax or Valiums, they just, you know, control symptoms once you have them. So we need to prevent the attack. So I'm like, so what are your first signs of your attack? They go, oh, it's chest pain. Now, anybody who has chest pain and has been diagnosed with panic attacks, I sure as hell hope you've had your heart checked. Because what if that panic attack isn't the primary issue, it's the secondary issue? What if you're in a panic attack because you're actually having a cardiac issue? I had one lady, new patient, come in saying that she had a history of panic attacks and her heart would race. So I'm like, well, let's check your heart. And she's like, yeah, my heart skips a beat during my panic attacks. I'm like, actually, I think your heart is skipping a beat and then you go into the panic attack. Well, she turned out to have hyperthyroid. Hyperthyroidism caused a heart arrhythmia, and it does cause anxiety. And she had this underlying medical condition that people were just calling panic attacks. If she had gone to an ER, she probably would have gotten an EKG. They probably would have seen the abnormal deadly rhythm and then started to get her on the proper path of treatment. Now, I'm not saying, again, I don't want you all running to an ER or an urgent care if you don't have to. But if your medical provider doesn't have an available opening, that doesn't mean you don't need medical care. If your medical provider has a front office staff that says, oh, it doesn't sound bad to me, I think you're good, next, get a second opinion. Okay? Yeah, and you can always use me as a second opinion. Nothing official, of course. Don't send me your butt, but if you want to send me a picture of the boil, I'll tell you if it looks bad. I'll take a crack at it. That's what I do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. We're going to talk about a swimming pool chemical gas cloud. Sent dozens to the hospital. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
He's following laws, very simply, that were given to us and forced upon us by the Democrats.
But there's no law. That's not true.
The Democrats gave us the laws. I want the laws to be beautiful, humane, but strong.
President Trump earlier today outside the White House, the president also said he certainly would not sign the immigration bills that were being put forth by GOP leaders next week. Now, what this did is it basically caused the GOP to cancel a vote today that was supposed to be held among the whip leaders on those immigration bills. A federal judge sent Paul Manafort to jail today after revoking his bail. Manafort appeared in court Friday after special counsel Robert Mueller asked the court to revoke Manafort's pretrial release conditions due to his alleged witness tampering. A new credit ratings company report found that home prices in Las Vegas are rising at the fastest clips in the country and also the most overvalued in the country as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So swimming pool chemicals created a gas cloud, sending dozens to hospitals in Northern California, including kids as young as 6. And 35 people ended up being exposed in total to this combination of pool chemicals, muriatic acid, and chlorine. It actually created a gas cloud at the neighborhood Shadow Brook Swim Club in Northern California's Almaden Valley. This is according to the San Jose Fire Department. The hazmat situation caused people to report nausea, vomiting, trouble breathing, and other symptoms. Firefighters had to come in 10 ambulances, decontaminate the victims, and transport them to 9 different hospitals. They say, "We are taking this very seriously. That combination of chemicals can release a gas cloud that could cause what's called secondary drowning. The lungs start to swell up, And with its own fluid, the fluid blocks airways and you drown in your own fluids. I wrote an article on that. Go to drdahlia.wordpress.com and it explains what secondary drowning is. Apparently, Linda Tarasco, 17 years old, told the newspaper she was teaching a group of 7 to 8-year-olds when she noticed a few mothers urging everyone out of the pool. I smelled something, so I took a deep breath in. Bad mistake. I realized there was definitely something poisonous in the air. Then they got her swim students out of the pool. They ran away from the smell. She described the scene as a lot of chaos. And, of course, the kids were freaking out. A couple of them were sick. Everyone was coughing and couldn't breathe. Wow. So, obviously, a high-level mixture of muriatic acid and chlorine could potentially lead to serious health consequences. They say long-term, those patients could end up on ventilators and be attached to a breathing machine until their lungs can heal enough to breathe on their own. Now, very interesting. They said 4,800 visits to the emergency room in 2012 occurred after pool chemical-associated health events. Now, that was according to a 2017 CDC report. So, I don't know how much, I don't know if we have, what data we have on other years, but that seems to be a lot. Now, speaking of your lungs, there are 9 vaping flavors that they say will increase your heart attack risk. Now, the study was published by the American Heart Association, and they were the same ones, this is on the same site that had published last year how these vaping flavors could affect heart muscle cells. But in this one, they were looking at the endothelial cells. And I wrote an article on this on my website as well, drdahlia.com. Now, endothelial cells delicately line the blood vessels and the lymph vessels. And they were found that these endothelial cells become inflamed at low concentrations. Just low concentrations of the vapor flavors. At higher concentrations, it may actually kill the endothelial cells. Now, these endothelial cells perform nitric, create and produce nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide causes vessel dilation. That improves blood flow. So you need nitric oxide to open up the blood vessels. We've talked about nitric oxide when we've talked about these erectile dysfunction drugs. You need nitric oxide to keep blood flow going. And there's a feedback mechanism to stop it. Erectile dysfunction drugs help allow that nitric oxide to still do what it needs to do. So, when it comes to an endothelium, you need endothelial cells to work. And they're saying certain vaping flavors will mess that up. So they looked at mint, vanilla, clove, cinnamon, strawberry, banana, butter flavor, eucalyptus, or spicy cooling, they call it, and burnt flavor. I guess some people really like burnt flavor. Anyway, so they all of them, in some degree or another, messed with the endothelial cell lining. And they found that the strawberry flavoring had the most adverse effect. Now, the only problem is if some of you are like, well, what about the bananas foster? What about the mango cherry? What about the... If they didn't study it, that doesn't mean it's safe. So I have links to the study. And you might want to check that out. So it... There was a lot of science behind it, a lot of chemical names based on the different flavorings. But the moral of this is just because something tastes good doesn't necessarily mean you should breathe it in. You see what I mean? And so these e-cigs are, what's the word I want to say? In terms of groundbreaking, it became a fad so quickly because it knew how to attract people, especially younger kids. And if you told me something was strawberry flavored, I'm all over it. I right now have that Starburst bag of all pink because that means they're all strawberry. I love strawberry. If it's chocolate, I would go crazy. Even though I don't want to smoke. But if I'm hungry or if I'm tired or I'm bored, and somebody says you could puff on this and taste something yummy, you want to do it. Now, a while back, there was a study from New York University that found nicotine in e-cigs to cause DNA damage similar to cigarette smoking. And they found that vaping would increase risk of heart disease and cancer. Now, they looked at mice, and Dr. Moonchong Tang and his colleagues exposed mice to e-cig smoke. This was 5 days a week for 3 hours a day. And they found mice compared to those breathing filtered air had DNA damage in their bladder cells, lung cells, and heart cells. And the nicotine dosage, they found more nicotine could be more of a culprit. So for those people that say, okay, well, you know, what if we just take out the flavors and we just use, you know, unflavored vaping? Well, the nicotine, the reason why you're vaping is you're trying to get nicotine. The nicotine in and of itself is dangerous. And I told you guys, and when I was in medical school, we were taught that nicotine paralyzes the cilia. And the cilia is the little brush border, little tails that line the respiratory tree to help brush things out, up and out of the respiratory tree. And so this brush border, this cilia, if it gets paralyzed, then when you do get a contaminant or a toxin, it could settle. It's not going to get brushed out. So nicotine can hurt you. The flavoring can hurt you. And then we talked about the actual chemicals in there. A study in 2015 from the University of Minnesota found formaldehyde to be in the vapor, acetaldehyde, which is a carcinogen, acrolein, toluene, again, a carcinogen, and metals. Now, the metals we spent some time talking about, because in February there was one study that found toxic levels of lead and other metals leaking from the heating coil element into the vapor. These were researchers at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and they found there to be lead, nickel, manganese, chromium, and arsenic in the vapor. Now, I know a lot of you guys are mad at me and you want to tune me out because I keep complaining about vaping. Listen, I want you off regular tobacco, and if vaping helps you do that, I'll support that. But only for a minimally short period of time. If you are truly using those to get off smoking, then a couple months should be fine if you're doing it right. But if you're not, and you're doing it for funsies, or for the flavor, or for the taste, or you're getting a better hit of nicotine, that's a problem. Now, I'm not saying tobacco is safer, by no means. I'm just saying vaping isn't safe either. And these chemicals I just talked about may act as neurotoxins, affecting our nervous system, causing necrosis, cell death. Even some of these chemicals I brought up can even cause multi-organ failure. So we have a problem. We really do. You know, we have a huge epidemic of people vaping right now. And we're looking at these things thinking they're benign, and we're putting stuff into our lungs. And remember, the lungs are the closest to your circulatory system than anything else in your body, because the lungs have to do gas exchange, have to bring that oxygen. It's bringing in into the lungs, into the blood. And so the closest you're going to get to our circulatory system and the blood in our bodies through the lungs. And what are we doing? We're breathing this medicine in, or we're breathing these toxins in. Not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something we've all been thinking but nobody's been saying is the double standard of flirty texting or sex. If a woman does it, it's flirting. If a man does it, it's sexual harassment. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. Study was carried out by scientists at Southwestern University in Texas, finding a double standard when it came to sexting texts that are of a sexual nature. And they say it's flattering if a man receives these from a woman. Say a woman sends an unsolicited nude picture, he likes it. It's flattering. But if the man does the same thing, he's branded a pervert. This was a study and a conclusion by scientists at the University of Texas. And according to Daily Mail, this has shed light on double standards when it comes to sexual harassment. They looked into the differences of how men and women respond to messages that include nude photos. According to the latest findings, both genders were judged equally when sending solicited texts. But researchers found that unsolicited racy messages got a very different reaction depending on the gender of the person that sent them. So the study conducted by Southwestern University in Texas asked 122 university undergrads to read a brief vignette which described either a woman or a man sending a solicited or unsolicited nude picture to an acquaintance of the opposite sex. Participants were equally split between men and women. Then they were asked to report back on their perceptions of the scenario. And the results, they say, were damning for men, with the majority of participants labeling the behavior as sexual harassment, compared to, quote, flattering when they received one from a woman. Dr. Tracy Giuliano, corresponding author of the study, said she anticipated the study would show a harsher reaction towards male behavior. She said, honestly, I wasn't surprised by the results. I'm not either. It's a shame. As the mother of a high school student who just graduated, I've seen, much to my dismay over the past 4 years, that the unsolicited sending of nude pictures to females by males is pretty rampant and started in middle school. My daughter and other girls certainly feel harassed by the barrage of unsolicited pictures. But what about women doing it to men? I don't like this whole double standard thing. I agree that there's some perverts out there. And I agree that there's some creeps. And trust me, right? I have had my share of people being creepy. But if a woman sometimes does the exact same thing, it is not construed with 1/1000th the disgust or crime. You know, if a girl goes to a guy, nice butt, he loves it. It's great. If a guy goes to a girl, nice butt, man, he could lose his job. His career could be over. That's not fair. I know life isn't fair, but gosh, I mean, where I have a problem with that is, okay, life doesn't have to be fair, and I get male may be the more physically stronger sex and can overpower a woman, and more rapes occur by men raping women versus women raping men, so I get that. But where I bring up the fairness, where, you know, what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander, is if women are in a workplace and they're like, oh, nice butt, and that's a discourse that commonly happens, and then the guys have to, they have to stop and take 3 steps to make sure they don't say the same thing somebody else is saying, I think that just messes people up. Now, I understand that most workplaces are changing the whole dynamic and the whole culture. A woman can't say, oh, you know, nice butt, or you look nice, or, and a woman can't send a sext to a coworker and a guy, so that is changing. But still, a woman could say, those are real nice pants. Yet if a guy says those are real nice pants, no. A girl could say that's a real nice shirt. If a guy goes, that's a real nice shirt, somebody's thinking that's creepy and they're talking about what's under the shirt. Men will always be stigmatized as that because of idiots out there who raped and who were predators. And I don't like double standards. I think we all have to do the same. You know, we talk about how, you know, within our ethnicities, we'll use certain terms, okay, and in certain songs, and, you know, if you are of that ethnicity, it's okay for you to say that term, but if you're not, and I think if something is not allowed, then it shouldn't be allowed for all of us, especially when we're talking about half the population, when it comes to men and women and all that. So the study notes that the pattern of results is consistent with previous research showing that women tend to have more negative attitudes and outcomes regarding unsolicited sex messages, such as feeling uncomfortable or threatened, whereas men tend to express feelings of flattery. and men are subject to stereotypical masculine ideals that dictate an obligatory sexual interest in women's bodies. And they think education around sexually explicit messages need to improve. So, I mean, how big is this? Well, there's a few things going on that we don't talk about. It's not a very popular discussion. And it's probably not going to be popular that I bring that up. But I think we have a lot of younger girls out there that are more open with their bodies. When I grew up, man, it was turtlenecks and long skirts. There was no way I was going to wear a mini skirt. I wasn't going to show anything above my knee. I was not going to wear a tight shirt, you know? I just felt that that was too raunchy for me. And two, I didn't want to attract a guy that way. I didn't want, you know, a future mate to only be interested because now I showed some cleavage. That just wasn't me. But, and I'm going to be honest with you, now that I'm middle age, and I look back at some of my pictures when I was younger, I was like, gosh, I wish I did have a picture of me in a bikini, or I did have a picture of me in a cute skirt, because I was always so afraid of pictures and always wanted to cover my body that now that I don't have a body anymore, I'm like, dang, I just wish I could look back and, you know, go, that was me, you know? Well, the younger generation has picked up on that. And they're like, you know what, if I have boobs, I'm going to show them. Somebody put a picture up on my Facebook when the Knights were playing the Capitals, where a woman was in a dress, and she pulled down her dress, and she was along the glass of the hockey, so she was first floor, first row, and she pressed her chest, you know, completely bare-chested, up against the glass to attract some of the Capital players. And you see them, I don't think anybody noticed, I don't know, right? And okay, that picture has gone viral, it's all over the place, whatever. And there are some women that see that, or girls that see that, that actually appeals to. They're like, oh my gosh, I have this body, I'm not going to have this body forever. Why not let people see that I have it? And it doesn't mean they're a slut. It doesn't mean they have poor ethics or morals, or they're going to cheat on somebody, or you know, do bad things. It's just they are proud of their body. They know they're going to lose it, and they want to show it off. And so that's what a lot of young girls are thinking. And they have their friends, and their friends are showing things off, and it's all competition. Women compete. Don't think that competition is just unique to the male race. Women could be even more competitive than men. And so here we are with this day and age where sexting happens. And let's say a girl asks a guy to send her a picture. I want to see it, so send it to me. Send me a picture of, you know, your little buddy. Well, it's not little. Okay, your buddy. And he does. He's going to be in trouble. If there's no proof that she asked, even if she did ask, he's going to be in trouble. So it's a double standard. 1-877, Doc Felly.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.